the seriousness of what is going on in the world. I want it for you personally, your ministry, and your household to be touched with a special word from God to calm down all the distress and the fear and the worry that is going on in the whole world. But God always will give us a word, and because of your connection, I want you to get in on this. I've ministered to hundreds of people already who are connected with me in various ways by texting, and I came to minister to you this morning, and I'm ministering from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests, plural, requests, plural, be made known unto God. And verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Now, what I'm hearing now, I'm hearing the word calm down. Calm down with your trust in God. Don't let no situation cause you to not walk in your peace and joy that the Lord has given you. Take care of yourself, do the right thing, but know that God has a covering over you. So let me read that sixth verse again. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. This is what needs to be kept. What needs to be kept is your, shall keep your heart, keep your soul and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, here we go. Whatsoever is true, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, now watch this last statement, think on these things. Now I want you to go back up in that verse, and I want you to crowd your thinking with the revelation of what the Holy Spirit says, no matter what going on around us, no matter how crazy things get, we ought to have a certain thought pattern because we're trusting in God. And then verse 9, those things which you have both learned and received and heard. Now, you've been connected with this ministry. If you're a partner, if you're following this ministry, you've heard a lot of things. What I ministered Sunday, if you had not heard the message from Sunday about footsteps of wisdom, you need to hear that message. I've listened to it over again myself. It's a time for the apostolic, the prophetic, and the other threefold ministry gift to become one. Like on a basketball team, everybody got their parts to play. And the church got to come under the government of the apostolic and under the prophetic scene of the prophet. And I want you to take a hold of this. This is going to hold you no matter what the reports are, no matter what the attacks are. You're going to know exactly what to do. In verse 9, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now, I'm not just speaking on the benefit of the Apostle Paul. We're not just speaking historically. We're speaking on unfold mystery in our time, that it come a reality to us right now. Those things are to be done in our lives. Now again, let's go to another passage in the book of Job, chapter 22. And because it's something I want to give you to do that going to take care of you personally, your household, your ministry, and your state. Because you see, we're talking worldwide here now. We're not talking no little local area. We got people all over the world. We got people in Asia. We got people in Africa. We got people in Germany. We got people in Hawaii connected to this ministry all over the world. we're about to do something that I believe that the Lord has said for me to do. Now, let me back up and give you two things to do. Take care of your thinking, number one, and be thankful, number two. That's what I woke up with this morning. As soon as my eyes were open, he says, take care of your thinking and be thankful. Those two things has to be in place. Now in Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, not say it, decree it, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Listen at that. That is so powerful, what God has told us to do. Apostolically and prophetically, I'll speak to you in a few moments, and I'll give you something that'll wipe out the pandemic, wipe out all the worry, wipe out all the fear in you, your family, your children, etc. Your parish, your different places, got different county, your state, whatsoever. Now listen at verse 29. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Verse 30, he shall deliver the alms of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hand. Those are three powerful verses that I want to relate to you this morning, because I'm about to give you an apostolic decree to make. The decree is, decree that the glory is falling. Now, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, God gave me that, but I didn't know I'd shift from praying in tongue to speaking in tongue. And then he said, the glory is falling. So I want you to begin to decree that, that God's presence, God's provision, God's power, God's purpose, God's protection is falling in his glory. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then at the end of that prayer, he said, thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So when glory comes, the kingdom manifests and the power manifests over those who know that they are under the umbrella or the protection of God. Now, today, all fear, God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. As we begin to decree that the glory is falling, it will begin to bring peace to people who are walking with God and who are trusting God. Decree, don't just say it. I sit on my porch, I decreed it over my neighborhood, I decreed it over Darrow, I decreed it over the state I'm in, I decreed it over the parish that I live in, I decreed it over my family, I decreed it over my home, I decreed it over all of you all who are partners, over a ministerial association I'm over, I decreed the glory is falling. I decreed it over everything I could think of, over the United States, over foreign countries, because the body of Christ, God Almighty, the body of Christ have to take over now. The system have failed because the system did not have to fail, but the system has to be connected with the Most High God. We have to honor him. We have to honor God at all costs. And the system, with all of this transgender stuff and all, they want to try to do things, they're not honoring God. So if God put his hand back, and if grace and mercy is not moving, wherever you are, that person is in trouble. But because you are a believer, because you love God, and because the grace of God is on you, you have the divine right now to decree that the glory is falling. What that mean? That mean God's presence. That mean all that God has provided for us through the blood. That mean the courts of heaven. In Hebrews 12:22, those eight voices going to have the last word on this whole thing. Notice he says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Where are we? As it is in heaven. But we who know the truth, we who have faith, we who walking in anointing, we who walking in the wisdom of God, we who walking in the power of God, we who walking in the truth of God, we the one got to decree that the glory is falling. It's falling now. That means manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, all of those things are falling. That mean our faith is activated. That mean our anointing is going across the land right now. That mean, my brothers and sisters, in our connection, apostolically and prophetically, we are designed to bring calmness, good God Almighty, over the whole world. When we hear from God, I feel an anointing coming. When we hear from God and God give us instruction, it's to calm down the whole world. Now, remnants going to be involved here. Like you and I, we're connected. You believe that God's speaking to me. It will work for you. It will bring peace to you. The news media are doing their job, putting out what the data that they're seeing and feeling scientifically, psychologically, intellectually, medically. They're putting out data and they're doing what they can do. But the church has the last word. In these last days, God will have the last word. No rich man gonna have the last word. No high priority man gonna have the last word. No, Jehovah is gonna have the last word. And we in the body of Christ, as I close, are just as partners. You're connected. If you're not out there, you're not a partner. I'm asking you to become a partner. I'll be dropping in, sharing with you. The ministry is flourishing. Partners, many partners are coming in every day. I had partners from Asia came in this morning, other part of the world. I just want you to know that all is well and we're abiding in peace. Remember, stay close to the 91st Psalm. Read it out loud so it can calm your mind and calm your heart and calm your family. Read it with your family. I'll be back to talk with you. Now, those two sets of scriptures are very important because the first one is telling us to be anxious for nothing. Don't be in a hurry. We got 1 John 5:14-15 telling us this is the confidence that we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, we're here. So we know we got it. We got Mark 11:24. Therefore, I send to you what things of you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. We got Mark 11:23. Jesus talked about what you say. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou carried in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. So now, over you, over your family, over your ministry, over your state, parish, or county, wherever you live right now, over your city, I decree that the glory is falling. In every room of your house, in your yard, in your apartment, wherever you are, listen from the Spirit of God. We must keep the framework and the ministry up in our lives and in this world while we're going through this and declare. Moses asked God, who going with me? God said, my presence is going with you. And Moses said to the Lord, if you don't send your presence with me, I'm not going. I think it's in Exodus 33 or 32. And then Moses asked the question, Lord, show me thy glory. God is about to show his glory. We're going into camp meeting next week on the supernatural. We believe signs, wonders, divers, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost going to make themselves available through the gifts of the Spirit and through our infirmities that God can show himself strong. Make sure you take a part of that. Carol and I want you to know we love you. We know you've been supporting us, and we're going forward, and you going forward, and your family going forward, your children going forward, your grandchildren going forward. All of you are going forward because there's an anointing that God is releasing. So decreed, not one time. You're driving in your car. down the street, decree the glory is falling. The glory is falling. I'll see you at another time. Be blessed. Let's pray. Father, thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're speaking on your behalf. And we believe that you inspired us to put over the whole world that your glory is falling. And we thank you that each person listening to me is now a glory decreer. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time.